If they were local thugs, then Aiden knew he had a chance. He might not be very big, and he was certainly much smaller than the three men in front of him, but he was stronger than he looked. Still, he glanced behind him. All the bungalows were dark, but the hotel office wasn't too far away. Hopefully, the receptionist would hear something and call the police. Looking back was almost his undoing. The leader rushed him and hit him low just as Aiden was turning back around. The man was strong, ungodly strong. He obviously knew what he was doing, too. This wasn't his first rodeo. Aiden struggled to push the man off of him, and big hammer blows hit his face. It took two bucks, but he managed to throw the man off. His opponent rolled easily to his feet and stood balanced there, ready for Aiden. The man was strong, but with a thrill, Aiden knew he was stronger. He could take him if the other two stayed out of it. If Claire weren't there, he'd have shifted, but it was just possible that he'd be able to fight out of this as a human. The man was ready for him, but he wasn't ready for Claire. No one was going to attack her man. And she flew into a Superman punch, hitting the man from the side, sending him to his knees. Aiden took the opportunity to rush the man, sending one powerful punch to the guy's chin. Anyone else would have been knocked senseless, but the big man was only dazed. He glared blurrily at Aiden as he tried to regain his feet. Aiden's blood was up and he wanted to crush the man's skull. He moved forward, ignoring the others. Only Claire's scream cut through his single-mindedness. He looked around to see Claire clutching her arm, blood seeping from between her fingers. The man who had said he wanted her was standing in front of her, casually holding a wicked-looking knife. Whatever had been holding Aiden back disappeared in a flash of white rage. No one was going to get away with hurting Claire. Within seconds, Aiden the human was no longer there. Aiden the Varg appeared and let out a roar. The man with the knife stared up in shock at the sudden apparition that had appeared before him. He tried to raise his knife, but it did him no good. Aiden crashed into him, driving him to the ground. Aiden's jaws closed around the hapless man's throat, and with one jerk, the man was almost decapitated. Blood drenched Aiden, filling his mouth and covering his head. The blood still spurted in an arc as Aiden vaulted over the body to where the third man had moved into some sort of martial arts stance. These were professionals, the human part of Aiden noted from somewhere in the back of his mind. That didn't matter. Aiden charged, taking the roundhouse kick off the side of his head as he crashed into the man. He put his arms around the man's torso, and looking right into the man's eyes, he squeezed. The anger in his opponent's eyes faded into panic. Then, as a loud snap filled the night, went cloudy. Aiden let go as the body slid limply to the ground. Aiden turned to where the last man, the leader, had struggled to his feet. Aiden wondered if the man was armed, but even so, his time was about up. He moved forward step by deliberate step until he stood before the man.
"Who sent you?"
he asked, the human words difficult for his Varg body to make. "Someone bigger than you," the man said, his pigeon accent gone, "and now I know why." The flash of steel catching the moonlight was enough for Aiden. He moved his arm to block the man's knife, the blade burying itself in his forearm. Aiden reached with his other arm and grabbed the man's throat. There was no surrender, only hate in the man's eyes as Aiden squeezed the life out of him. As he dropped the lifeless body to the ground, Aiden lifted his head and howled into the night. For a moment, the laughter and crowd noise still audible from the bar below went quiet, only to slowly pick up again in jerks and starts. Aiden felt the familiar joy of victory, of proving himself against his enemies. Then he remembered. He turned around to where Claire stood, staring at him. She had let go of her arm, and now that arm was covered with blood, a stream dark brown in the moonlight as it flowed down her arm onto her fingers and dripped onto the ground. Her mouth was open as she tried to process what she had just seen. Aiden shifted back. He was covered in blood, and his t-shirt was mangled, but at least he was human for the moment. "Claire, it's me, Aiden!"